Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, happy Friday to all of you. I know this is the last working day in a week, so you all are excited, and thanks for being here with us today, sharing your lunch with us. And we have a wonderful, wonderful guest, Bryn McHagg. Hey, Bryn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Misha. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show. It's great to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you here with us today, Bryn. And I know your first time on the show. We are so excited to have you.
Good. Yeah, no, it's exciting to be here.
Great. So, Bryn, do me a favor. If you can talk a little bit about yourself, our audience can learn more about you and then about your organization, that would be great.
Sure, sure. So, Nisha, my name is Bryn McHagg, and I'm the co-founder of a company called Recruitify. And we recently launched Recruitify. It's a crowdsourcing platform that it was sort of modeled after the car service Uber, where companies can leverage the power and reach of thousands of expert agency recruiters in our platform to help them fill open job positions. And they do it sort of for one flat fee and one sort of controlled platform. And what it does is it creates sort of serendipitous matches between the open job position and recruiters out there that happen to have great candidates at that exact moment. So it works very quickly in terms of helping companies fill open positions.
Wow, excited to hear more about the product. And so let's ask the first thing first, our first and foremost question. What's keeping you up at night?
except for the fact that I work around the clock. What keeps me up at night is, you know, really what is kind of what our clients are thinking about. And I think what they are worried about is, you know, if you go around and talk to the CEO of pretty much any company in America, they will tell you that the number one asset in their company is their people. But recruiting, even with all the technology that's kind of come to recruiting in the last, you know, decade with applicant tracking systems, job boards, LinkedIn, and other systems, recruiting just still remains extremely challenging. It's very costly and time-consuming when you look at the total cost of recruiting. And it's difficult to find. There's a sort of a war on talent, finding that right candidate that's right for the job and that's interested and also available at that moment. And that's really what we're looking to help solve, is to make recruiting easier. And that's what we strive to do, to help companies and also to help third-party agency recruiters. So we consider them very much a part of our client base and community. Third-party agency recruiters have had a pretty challenging last 5 or 6 years. The recession, obviously, had negatively impacted their industry. A lot of big companies also insourced a lot of the recruiting, leveraging tools like LinkedIn. And that all, in a sense, negatively impacted the third-party agency recruiting industry. And our goal is to help those companies generate new clients or get new clients and get new revenue from those clients and get them sort of help them get reengaged into the process. And most importantly, bring that human element back, because there's no replacement for a third-party agency recruiter who, you know, knows their industry, knows the client, knows the company, and can do that personal vetting. And I don't think a system or a technology can really replace that value.
I know, yeah, that's true. We cannot replace that human element. Well, in fact, I'm really fascinated to hear some of the challenges that you see recruiters are facing today. And, you know, you talked about the toughest part of finding the right candidate. So let's talk about it. What it is so tough, or why it is so tough to find the right candidates for our recruiting professionals?
Well, I think the market's changed a lot in the old, you know, from the old days, so to speak. I mean, in the old days, it was really hard to apply to a company. You had to write a letter and type out your resume and manually mail it in the mail, and then, you know, try to call up companies. And so companies had a hard time getting, you know, good candidates, and that's why I think headhunters were so valuable. And what happened, the invention of the Internet and then the job boards and then applicant tracking systems and LinkedIn and other systems, it really made it very easy to apply. And so now companies have companies with a big brand name will have an overwhelming number of applicants, and a lot of those applicants may not be applicable or an appropriate fit for that specific job. So companies, you know, buy these applicant tracking systems to help them sort through masses of emails. I mean, there's many, many companies I've talked to that have literally many, many millions of people in their applicant tracking databases that have built up over the years. And so it just takes a lot of work to find that right candidate. And then now, I think in the last 5 years, the Internet took like another step in its evolution, and now everybody is sort of findable. I mean, they're on Facebook, they're on LinkedIn, they're on Twitter, and it's very easy to find people, and people are becoming less and less responsive. They don't pick up their phone as much, they don't answer their emails as much, they don't respond to them, and so it's just becoming more and more challenging to get that candidate that's not only qualified but also available and interested at the moment you want to hire them. And again, that's why we think the human element is so critical, and what our platform looks to do is reengage and reinvigorate that human element and help third-party agency recruiters, you know, again, leverage their talents to help companies fill their open positions with the best candidates that are sort of hand-vetted, so to speak.
Great. Well, I really like that you said, since all these social tools and technologies and even social media, everybody is accessible right now. So the recruiter's job has to be, even if a recruiter job has to be so simple in order to find a candidate, but finding a right fit is always a challenging task. So what do you think some of the things that recruiters should stop doing, and if they are doing, then they can elevate the human element?
So I just want to make sure I understood the question. What are the things that third-party agency recruiters should do better?
Yeah, I can put it that way too. You know, some of the things when it comes to candidate experience, or when it's providing candidate feedback, or treating the candidate like a human, what are some things that you have seen, it's not a good thing, you got to stop that, or something that recruiters are doing out there which you want them to stop?
Right. Well, great recruiters do most things right, so, and we're definitely sort of empowering great recruiters and trying to help other recruiters get better and get, you know, more back in the game. I think there's two things that recruiters sometimes do that can be a challenge for the candidates and or the company. One is when they're submitting candidates, and I'm not sure I blame the recruiters on this, but companies will sometimes go out and hire lots of recruiters on a contingency basis, and recruiters will just submit lots and lots of candidates and just throw something at the wall hoping it sticks. And that sort of, doesn't help the company, doesn't really help them, and, you know, often doesn't get the right candidate hired. And I think the other challenge that sometimes happens is closing the loop, what we call the resume black hole, is where recruiters are getting candidates interested, getting the resume, and then submitting them to jobs, and they often don't have a way of closing the loop and knowing, you know, what happened to that candidate. And then they try to call the company, and it becomes it can become somewhat annoying for everybody trying to close the loop on all those candidates through all the recruiters. So those are two things actually that we significantly try to address. Our application allows recruiters to be scored. We've actually introduced something, a gamification program, where recruiters are scored based on the quality of candidates they're submitting. And we measure that by how many candidates they get hired and how many candidates get put into the yes folder. So when a company is looking at candidates that are submitted, they have to put them into a yes, no, or maybe folder. And so those points build up, and good recruiters bubble to the top. So companies, when they're looking to send out what we call a job cast, which is advertising their position to a network of recruiters, they can select them based on the industry and location and sort them. But then they're behind the scenes, there's a algorithm, proprietary algorithm, stacks ranks the best recruiters to the top, i.e. the recruiters that historically have had the best, submitted the best candidates, not only the ones that got hired, but the ones that also got put into the yes category, what we call the runner-ups. And we actually pay those recruiters for those candidates. So we divide some of the fee that we collect, we divide it between the winning recruiter that submits the candidate that get hired, and then the runner-up candidates get up to $250 each for each candidate that they submit that gets put into the yes folder. So that's really, I think, helped get those recruiters focused on putting in great candidates and staying engaged. And then we can also track, on the second point that I mentioned, tracking that sort of resume black hole for the benefit of everybody so that the company doesn't get annoyed, so that the recruiter doesn't have to track down the company, and so the candidate knows what's going on. We track exactly when a candidate is put into the yes folder, maybe folder, no folder, and when the job cast is closed and everybody's notified and the loop is closed, so to speak. So within 60 days of a job cast, because the job cast closes on the 60th day, everybody's emailed their status. So if a candidate has been put into the no folder, they're notified, thanks, but there's not a fit, and the recruiter's also notified, and they can see on their dashboard the progress of a candidate, so they don't have to be sort of calling and tracking down what's happened to their candidates. They see that activity on their own dashboard.
Wow. This is a fascinating experience that I can hear, using gamification to boost the recruiter's performance, and I'm glad to know they are hiring the right candidates as well. Well, in fact, talking about gamification, I recently talked to one of the CEO of another gamification company, and he said one of the key points is like gamification is not points and bullets, but really wanting to have a big impact that they want to create. That means adding value to their organization as well. So with that, thinking that I have this question, you know, I've been in that recruiter position for many years and I can correlate with that. How about if the recruiters, yes, they are hiring the right candidates, they think they are the right candidates and easily closing the position as soon as that is getting open. But how about if that new employee is going to resign probably within 3 months from their organization? How do you kind of measure the success of a recruiter when it comes to new employees are not getting retained or probably not even existing in the organization for more than 3 years?
Yeah, no, that's a great question.
I'm sorry, 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. No, that's a great question because it's the success of a job placement is not only getting the candidate hired, but it's getting the candidate mm-hmm. hired that lasts and has longevity at the company, can make a long-term contribution. You know, just back to the gamification issue, and then I'll address that, is that, you know, so many companies are trying to gamify different processes, and we found very quickly that gamification in recruiting is really applicable because we can measure results and give points and cash rewards, which motivate behavior. And one of those things that we do is our terms and conditions for the recruiters and the companies that come on and use our platform are sort of fixed. Companies, when they hire somebody in our system, we give a 60-day guarantee. So if that candidate leaves for any reason within the first 60 days, we either will recast the job out until we sold again, or we will refund the money. It's the company's choice. And what we found is that, look, the first, you know, the company, we've split some of the responsibilities. We've changed a little bit of who does what in the recruiting process. In a traditional third-party agency search where you go out and retain a top firm, you might pay 25 to 33% for a full fee of the person's compensation. And that agency recruiter is responsible for a lot more things in that process than what we provide. They've got to go out and vet the candidates. They've got to help recruit them, sell them, possibly help them relocate, sell them on the position, help them get onboarded, and then follow up. And usually there's a longer guarantee associated with that. But it's a much higher fee, and it's a much longer process. And there's a great market for that, and if companies want that, they should go and use great recruiters, which they can find on our site or they have independently, and go use those services directly. We sort of split the baby, so to speak. We the recruiters are responsible for getting the great candidates and submitting them, but the company is really responsible for onboarding the candidate at that point. And by splitting that work, the company's paying quite a bit less. So our fee is a flat 14% of first-year salary. And we also are not exclusive. So if the company has been interviewing that candidate for that same job within the prior 60 days, we also don't charge a fee at all, and our recruiters don't expect it. And the guarantee is 60 days, not 6 months or longer, which might be the case in a traditional retained search. But, again, you're paying less, and the work is done more by the company. And so we put that onus back on the company. It's up for the company really to make sure that they're getting the right candidate and really vet that candidate in the first 60 days. And if they're not working out for whatever reason, or if the candidate leaves of their own volition, again, we recast until we fill the job or refund the money.
Great. Well, what are some innovative ideas, or let me say, when it comes to, you have told me that gamification recruiting, which is such a great innovation, I really appreciate that. And what are some other innovations in recruiting that you have seen and have blown your mind?
You know, I've been in the recruiting industry for a while, the recruiting technology side of the industry for a while. And, you know, I've been to, you know, for many years, went to HR Tech and some of the other top recruiting trade shows. So I saw a lot of interesting innovations. And, you know, I think over the last 5 years, there's no question that LinkedIn has had the biggest impact on recruiting and has really sort of won the market for the candidates in terms of, like, most everybody's on LinkedIn and it's findable. But the problem is they're becoming, in a sense, less responsive, and so it's harder and harder to use. I think some of the recent innovations, I mean, applicant tracking systems, there's been a number of new applicant tracking systems that have been developed in the last few years, which I am incredibly impressed with. Greenhouse, JobBite, Smart Recruiter, all are really agile systems that seem really neat. The good news is we're integrating with all of them, and in a few weeks we'll actually be integrated with 7 applicant tracking systems and be announcing that. So you can work right from your ATS and leverage the power and reach of our platform and recruiter database. So I think that's one innovation, because I think the applicant tracking systems have been just a very difficult challenge half decade. I mean, I was just on the phone with Jerry Crispin, and he was telling me how a lot of companies just have such a difficult time with their ATS. And so I think these new ATSs that are easier to use, much easier to adopt, much more agile, are going to really take off and be a lot easier for companies. So that's one area I keep a close eye on.
Wonderful. Well, I wanted to go back to one of your points that you have said in the beginning of closing a position and following up from the recruiter's end. So what do you think, you know, when does recruiting actually start and end?
Well, that's interesting. I think we're completely changing the game on when recruiting is starting and ending. And do you mean for a third-party agency recruiter or for a company? Because I think for a company, I look at it as a good company should always be recruiting, even if they're not even growing very much, because natural attrition, people leave, retire, or whatever, and you always want to be on the lookout for good talent. And a good company should always be posting jobs and promoting themselves in that marketplace for talent, because there is a war on talent, as many people have referred to it, for great talent. And you got to get out there and be in the game to find that talent and be able to hire great people when the great people are available, because they might not be available exactly at the moment that you have the open position. But in terms of when recruiting starts for a third-party agency recruiter, I mean, traditionally a company would come and use a third-party agency recruiter. They would go hire them, you know, go out and try to find them, discover them, negotiate a contract with them, hire them, and then that recruiter would go out and do sort of what I would refer to as a linear search, where they'd go out and search candidates, bring them back sort of a couple at a time, and then eventually fill the position. I think we've dramatically on Recruitify compressed that that time frame and shifted some of the responsibilities so that a company with a click of a button in less than 2 minutes can literally cut and paste their job description in, select relevant recruiters based on industry, and send out what we call a job cast. And instantly, those recruiters that fill our positions, we're not really looking for them to go out and do a linear search. You can send out a job cast to up to 250 recruiters, and what we find on average is about 10% of them respond within the first 24 to 36 hours. And they typically respond with, you know, anywhere from one to two or three candidates, and it's over. I mean, it happens that quickly. And what happens is those recruiters have been doing similar searches, either maybe they did a search for a similar position and had two or three great runner-up candidates that are available and interested at that moment. They might have done a similar search for a company that canceled the search, and they've got those candidates sort of with great expectations and nowhere to place them. Or they may have just been talking, maybe just really good industry experts and talking with relevant candidates recently that they're like, oh, yeah, that person was perfect for the job, and I just spoke to them last week. And so that's the serendipitous matchup that we create. We create a sort of an instant serendipitous matchup. It's like going to the top of a building in New York and being able to scream out, hey, I'm looking for a third-year financial associate with this criteria, and the only people that could hear you are the expert agency recruiters that are, you know, in New York, and they literally could sort of reach across and hand you a resume. Oh, here's a perfect guy. I just interviewed them for a very similar firm. That's how our application works. So it changes the time frame and when the recruiter is doing the recruiting, because in our instance, the agency recruiters have already done the work. All we're doing is sort of capturing that value before it gets wasted.
Wonderful. Well, we have all these social tools, and right now you said LinkedIn is the number one tool that most recruiters go out for sourcing their candidates. So if you were to differentiate the use of LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, what do you see or what do you want to tell? Okay, this particular platform is suitable for doing this, something like that. It is always fascinating to hear different responses from our guests when I ask this particular question, and especially when it comes to a person who is an expert in recruiting and recruiting industry, it is fascinating to hear. So that's why I asked you this question.
Yeah, well, those three big social networks are really important to engage for any company to create a brand, and whether that's selling a product or trying to get talent. And I would actually throw Google Plus in there. I think is increasingly behind the scenes becoming a force that you've got to be on to kind of improve your search engine optimization to get your brand, again, whatever you're doing. So if you're a recruiter and you want a great talent, getting on all those platforms I think is important so that people kind of know who you are. I don't think there's any replacement for LinkedIn. I mean, LinkedIn is designed and purpose-built for recruiting, and people nowadays tend to have pretty detailed profiles. A lot of people have photos and a lot of information about their interests and their groups and their schools and other organizations they're members of. They're really and also the ability to look at who they know, so you can immediately do reference checks and different evaluations of people. So I think that that's obviously the most important platform. Twitter and Facebook, I think, are important to sort of promote the brand. And I know there was a bunch of companies that tried to leverage those enormous databases or enormous sort of databases of people to create job applications. But I don't know if I may be wrong. I just don't know if any of them really worked at the end of the day, because I view them as, Twitter is more, news brief information, and Facebook is more, a social platform. But, again, there might be something out there that's been able to successfully leverage those platforms specifically for recruiting. But I would say you should be on them for brand building more than just for specifically finding talent.
Great. Well, what are some sources that you would suggest to all those recruiting professionals to know the pulse of recruiting industry?
So what are the sources?
Yes.
For candidates?
No, for the recruiting professionals to know the pulse of recruiting industry.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand the question. Could you repeat it?
What are some sources, some websites or some news outlets or any magazines or any associations that you would feel recruiters should check it out, and then they can know what's happening in the recruiting industry?
Oh, okay, I got it, yeah. So I think that, there's a bunch of places to go. I mean, obviously, LinkedIn is a great place to go, not only to find candidates, but to join relevant groups. And I think that there's a bunch of conferences that are important, like HR Tech and others. I think connecting with, there's a lot of, sort of industry luminaries, like William Tinkoff and others, Jerry Crispin, Peter Clayton. I mean, if you go look at these people on LinkedIn, you can see other people like them. And being able to sort of promote yourself within that community. And then I also think there's a bunch of systems that are purpose-built for recruiters to manage their candidate workflow. So, whether it's Bullhorn or others, I think, those systems are pretty highly designed and, again, can be pretty useful and I'm sure they have communities and features to help recruiters. So, I mean, there's a lot. Recruiting is an easy business to enter, and so a lot of people enter it. But it's not an easy business. It's a hard business, and it's important to really get the right systems, the right processes, and understand kind of what you're doing and specialize. But again, there's no substitute for that human element, and a good third-party agency recruiter. There's nobody better. They're highly motivated. They're experts at what they do, and they're the people we want to empower and kind of help companies leverage in a more effective and more scalable way so that they can use them more often for more of their searches, essentially.
Great. All right, Brent. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. It's been a pleasure to have this fantastic conversation with you. So where can our audience connect with you and come and find you?
Yeah, well, definitely come to our site. I really appreciate it also. It's been great talking with you today. Come to our site. It's Recruitify, recruitifi, allonword.com. We have a really fast-growing blog with lots of articles and news that we're publishing, and we are going to be, you know, pretty much everything will be pushed out on the website. You're going to start to see more and more tools and features and applications designed to help third-party agency recruiters, you know, get back in the game and make money and leverage, and companies, more and more tools that are going to help companies leverage the value of those recruiters more effectively. So stay tuned, because we've got really a lot of applications and features that we are rolling out that I think are going to have a big impact in the industry. So we're very excited here at Recruitify. So it's recruitify.com, and again, it's my name is Brendan McCagg, and you can reach me through the website if you want to connect with me. Connect with me there, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn also. That would be another place you could connect with me.
Well, thank you, Bryn, and thank you for being here with us today. And to our audience, you will have a wonderful rest of the week. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you.